This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, alladhi hadana lihada wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Wa ma tawfiquna wa la i'tisamuna illa billah. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون اللهم إنا نشهد أنه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فجزه اللهم عنا خير ما جزيت به نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته وصلى اللهم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن جميع الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا مطرودا ولا محروما اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا مظلوما إلا نصرته ولا مظلوما إلا نصرته ولا مظلوما إلا نصرته ولا حاجة لك فيها رضا وهي لنا خير إلا قضيتها يا رب العالمين عباد الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله وأحثكم على طاعته وامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد إخوة الإيمان إذا كان سيأتينا زائر كريم حبيب إلى قلوبنا هو من أغلى وأعز ما نستقبل من الضيوف فكيف نستعد وكيف نكون وكيف نهيئ أنفسنا لاستقبال الحبيب الغالي العزيز الغائب Dear beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when we are about to receive a visitor that is so beloved to our heart, that's been away for a while, that we miss so much, that we long to see so dearly, how do we prepare ourselves? How do we prepare our agenda, our schedule? How do we prepare our hearts, our minds to receiving this guest? And what is coming upon us is a very, very dear guest that will be here for a brief time. And that is the month of Ramadan. The best of month. It has the best of nights and the glorious days of Siyam. And in that month, there is one night that is better than 1,000 months. Not equal to, but better. And Allah knows only how much better it is. Doesn't that month deserve that we prepare ourselves for it? That we start getting ready? Because the month will come and it will leave. And we have lived, alhamdulillah, through so many Ramadans that came and went. And we know how fast, subhanAllah, every month is one thing, and the month of Ramadan passes so quickly and so fast. So we have to be prepared. We have to be prepared for that month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified this month, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. This is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the best gift to mankind, and that is the Qur'an al-Azim, the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Furqan that clarifies our way and guide us through life. And it is worthy for us to celebrate this month, to celebrate every minute, to celebrate every day, to celebrate every night, to celebrate our qiyam, to celebrate our siyam, and not miss one beat in that month, inshallah. So how do we prepare ourselves? What are the deeds of Ramadan that we need to prepare ourselves for? Of course, the first day, the first deed is clear, is as-siyam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, the authentic hadith, man sama ramadana imana wa ihtisaban, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. Whoever fasted this month, believing in Allah, believing in the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing in the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seeking the reward from Allah, احْتِسَابُ الْأَجْرِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That every single sin that person has done up till that point is wiped out. A clean slate. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yaghfira dhunubana wa yajbura kasrana. La ilaha illa huwa subhanahu inna kunna min al-zalimin. Kullu ibn Adam khatta'. Every single son of Adam is a sinner. And all we hope for is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. But the fasting, brothers and sisters, we have to prepare ourselves for not just the physical preparation for siyam, not just to get ready physically for fasting the days and standing up in a prayer at night. We have to prepare our hearts for the siyam. Because siyam is multiple levels. As-siyamu ala tabaqatin adida. Siyamul qalb, siyamul jawarih, siyamul lisan, and then wasiyamul shahawat. The siyam is multi-level practice. And it starts with the heart. The heart practices siyam, practicing fasting. Siyam means to avoid, to abstain, to hold back. And the siyam of the heart is to cleanse our hearts from hiqd, from hasad, from khiyana, from kadhib. Is we have to cleanse our hearts from every possible affliction, every disease of the heart that we are afflicted with. أسأل الله أن يطهر قلوبنا يا رب العالمين. Of these are the diseases of envy, disease of hasad, disease of jealousy, disease of hatred or animosity, enmity between the brothers and the sisters in iman. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم told his Sahaba that ليلة القدر was revealed to him, and he was about to go out and tell the companions and this ummah when it's exactly. And then two people were fighting. Two people were avoiding each other. Two people were not speaking to each other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted this knowledge because of that. That is a lesson that in this month, we have to cleanse our hearts and repair our relationship. We have to repair every broken tie. And starting with al-aqrabun, starting with the people that are our kin, and then move on and on beyond that. If we have a broken relationship, this is the time to repair it, even before the month starts, so we can enter the month with cleansed hearts, with clean hearts. And we have to also start understanding the fasting of al-jawarih, of our faculties, of our hearing, of our vision, of our tongue. And these are the most important things that we have to practice during that month. We have to let our tongue abstain from ghaiba, from namima, from kadhib. That we have to cleanse our tongue from backbiting, from spreading bad news, bad evil, things about our brothers and sisters that they don't want to be spread. We have to, you know, just basically tie our tongue down. And we need to continue that in this month. But the preparation for that starts now. Starts now before the month. So when we enter the month, our tongues are cleansed from these the evil deeds and from the evil words. And also, let our eyes and our hearing abstain from every haram, starting now, starting any time before the month of Ramadan, and continue that into the month of Ramadan, so we can practice our fasting completely on all levels, the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained that for us. Another thing we need to prepare ourselves for is what to do. What are the things that we need to take advantage of during this month? The unique opportunities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends in this month. لِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتٌ فَتَعْرَضُوا لَهَا. Allah has seasons that Allah sends to us, so we can expose ourselves to it and we can take advantage of it. I mean, when someone tells us that there is a sale and it's 90% off, people will rush. You'll see them standing in line all the way to the street trying to get advantage of it. This is a season. This is a season of maghfirah. This is a season of hasanat. And this is the season of Quran. This is شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. So we need to focus during this month specifically on the Quran, on the revelation, on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite it, understand it, learn as much as possible from it. This is the month that we need to absolutely dedicate every spare time that we have in our day to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Jibreel alayhi salam himself would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the month of Ramadan every year, and he will review the entire book of Allah, the entire Quran, with him at least once. And in the final year of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel reviewed it twice. We need to do as much as possible. At least plan ahead. Make sure that every day you read at least one juz'. Some people may finish the Quran in this month. Some people may finish it twice. Some people finish it three times. Some people finish it in the first 20 days and then another khutmah in the last 10 days. It is all good. It is all khair. But let our hearts be ready. Let's make a schedule. Let's make a work schedule that we will adhere to during that month to recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And other than just recitation, we have to also remember that it's not about just our tongues uttering the words and reading the words in the Quran. It is about al-amalu bih. It is about to implement Quran in our lives. When Aisha radwanullahu alayha wa ala abiha was asked, what was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How was he like? And she was asked that after he passed, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. She said, كان خلقه القرآن. His character was all in the Quran. If you want to know the character of your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read this Quran. Read this Quran and know what's in it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you to the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to implement it in our lives. We have to believe in it. We have to entice our entire family to be dedicated to the Quran during that month. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us and to be our aid for that month, for that task. And it is the most important, inshallah, during this month after the obligation of Siyam and Qiyam. The other thing that we need to prepare ourselves for that month is at-tawbah. We all have sins, brothers and sisters. We all, كل ابن آدم خطاء, like we said. And this is the month of forgiveness. This is the month of acceptance. What better opportunity can we wait for? So we have to review ourselves, review our deeds, review our actions, review how we get our rizq and where we spend it. Review every single act that we do, what we say to people, and then make tawbah. Make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to return to Him. And Allah is so happy when we return to Him. Allah is happy when we make tawbah. Inna Allah yafrahu bi tawbati ahadikum, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. Just like a person who had he was in the middle of the desert, had nothing in the world except what's on the camel that he has with him. And then all of a sudden the camel ran away and he couldn't see the camel anymore. It was certain death for that person. No water, no food, in the middle of nowhere. And then he looks and looks and runs, and he doesn't see the camel, and he gave up, and he sits there just to waiting for death to come. And all of a sudden he sees that camel coming right back to him. How happy that person is. How do you imagine the joy and the happiness that that person will have when they see the saving of their lives coming right to them? Allah is happier than that person, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we return to Him, wallahu al-ghani. Allah does not need our tawbah. Allah does not need us to come back to Him. Allah is opening the door and opening the arms of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa laysa kamithlihi shay', to receive us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His ibad, loves His servants so much. So let's take advantage of a tawbah, brothers and sisters. And a tawbah has to be to regret the deeds that we were doing before, to recognize it, to regret it in our heart, and to make an absolute vow to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first, and to ourselves, that we will not return to it, that we sincerely will not go back to these sins. نسأل الله أن يعيننا على التوبة يا رب العالمين. Another thing we need to prepare ourselves for is a sadaqah. We know that the deeds of Ramadan are multiplied and accepted more than any other time of the year. And we have to budget for this month. And I'm not saying don't donate and don't give before Ramadan. كله خير إن شاء الله وكله بإذن الله مقبول عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. It is all good and it's all accepted إن شاء الله with Allah سبحانه وتعالى if it came from a sincere heart and a sincere intention. But please, let's budget in the month of Ramadan. Some of us may get tired of fundraiser after fundraiser after fundraiser after fundraiser. But this is an opportunity after an opportunity after an opportunity after an opportunity that we all need to take advantage of. So let's budget our heart and budget our wallet for this month and prepare ourselves to be generous during this month, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the gates of Jannah during that month, and we want to enter through it, and closes the gates of hell, of hellfire, during that month, and we want to stay away from that. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described, كان Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أجود الناس. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of all people. وكان أجود ما يكون في شهر رمضان. But he was most generous, the peak of his generosity, salawatu Rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, in the month of Ramadan. كان أجود من الريح المرسلة. He was more generous, as he was described by the Sahaba, than the wind or the rain that comes to save the land. And it doesn't ask where, you know, it gives, and it does not ask why and how. It just continues to give and give. And that was the generosity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة مئة حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء. We all know this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that those who spend their wealth, their money for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like one grain that gives rise to 7 ears of grain. And in every one, there is 100 of them. So that's 700 folds. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah multiplies that 700 times, many times, and Allah knows how much, for those who believe, who He pleases, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This what's coming is the month of multiplication. What's coming is the month of barakah. What's coming is the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our actions and in our donations and in our deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with this month and to aid us to do the best that we can during this month. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَيَا فَوْزَ مُسْتَغْفِرِينَ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام النبيين والمتقين محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله أجمعين. In this month, brothers and sisters, we need to roll our sleeves. The Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would say, ألا من مشمر. Isn't someone that would roll the sleeves? Why we do roll the sleeves? Because we're about to do some serious work. And we need to prepare for that. We need to prepare for some serious dedication, serious work. Don't let anything distract you from this month. Don't let anything distract you from the good deeds of this month, whether it's Siyam, whether it's Qiyam. And let's prepare our hearts for the best night of all, for the best night of the entire year, for the best night that is best than 1,000 months of worship. Some people think that the Laylatul Qadr equals 83 years or 1,000 nights. Allah didn't say that. Read the verse closely. Allah says, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. How much better? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Let's be ready for that. And let's be ready for one of the most important acts of that month. And that is ad-du'a. Ad-du'a, brothers and sisters, huwa al-ibadah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الدُّعَاء مُخُّ الْعِبَادَةِ. The dua, our supplication, our asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the essence, is the core of worshipping Him. That's why when we read the Fatiha, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, that it's only You that we worship and it's only You that we ask for help. This is the month. Make a list of all the things that you want in this dunya and akhirah. And inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer our dua. And please don't forget our brothers and sisters all over the world, and specifically and especially in Gaza, in dua, and make dua for them every night. Allahumma innahum maqhuruna fansurhum. Allahumma innahum mazlumuna fansurhum. Allahumma ansurhum wa la tansur alayhim ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma khzul man khadalahum wansur man nasarahum ya rabbal alameen. Make sincere dua every night for yourself, for your families, for your children, for your loved ones, for your parents, whether they're here or they passed away. Make dua for them, because this is the month of dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He revealed ayatul Quran, the ayat of Siyam in Surah Al-Baqarah, and after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to Qiyam, He says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. Allah gives us the biggest hint. Right after He commanded us with Siyam, He said, when they ask, when my servant ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about me, let them know I am near. And He didn't say, He said, I am indeed near. He didn't say قل. He didn't say tell them. Because in that month, In this type of relationship with dua, Allah is right there with you. So let's ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, and let's worship during this month. Allahumma ahina li Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi hadha ash-shahr ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma a'inna ala siyamihi wa qiyamih. Allahumma a'inna ala at-tawbati fihi ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna a'malana fi Ramadan wa fi ma ba'da Ramadan ya arhamar rahimin. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا مولانا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى. إن الله قد أمرنا بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بنا أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال تعالى: ولم يزل قائلا عليما، تنبيها لنا وتعليما: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك محمد وعلى آله أجمعين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.